T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Live from the Edmore Sawgrass Buick GMC Studios, Morse has more. Visit EdmoreSawgrass.com. This is Hockman and Crowder on Miami Sports Radio 560 WQAM, 96.5 FM HD2, and online at WQAM.com.
Top of the hour means we do what?
Try to give away money.
Time for your chance to win $1,000. It's the 560 WQAM Slam Dunk Contest. Your chance to take home $1,000. Text the word code. Like, brr, it's code outside. No, that's not the word. Code, like code word. C-O-D-E.
Code red.
Code red. Who ordered the code red? Did you order the code red?
You want the truth?
You can't handle the truth. Text the word code to 72881 and you are registered. Again, text the word CODE to 72881 right now. If you don't win this time, your next chance will be at the top of the next hour, so about 4 o'clock. This is a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Do not text and drive if you want to be the potential $1,000 winner this hour. It all starts by you texting the word code to 72881 right now. 72881. Let's head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Talk with our friend Don Bailey Jr. Been too long. He's the radio analyst for the Miami Hurricanes on this radio station. We are actually doing our March Madness tournament around some of the great calls that Don Bailey Jr. has done for us over the last three seasons of Miami Hurricanes football. But before we get to that, I want to talk some spring football. Hello, DBJ.
How are you guys? Doing all right?
Yeah, I mean, when I hear your voice, everything seems like it's... I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. The first-round exit to Loyola of Chicago was not fun. I thought they were going to go a little further in the tournament. And the first-round exit by Coach Katie Meyer's team to Quinnipiac was not fun. So I really... I have to focus on football at this point, DBJ.
Yeah, let me give you Joe Zagacki's number to talk basketball, okay?
I'm not going to ask you to analyze basketball at all. And I'm sure DBJ is a little too Josie's probably a little too depressed after two We talked to him on Friday, but then the women's team I thought would at least go somewhere, and you know, two first round exits for our teams. What are you going to do?
I'll go take him a cake. He lives around the corner. I'll take him some.
I would love for you to show up at Joe Zagacki's house with a cake. Hey, Joe, hope you feel okay.
Baby, call the police.
Show up at my house, but I want crab cake, buddy.
Yeah.
I want chocolate cake. I want crab cake.
I want stone crab. Give me some of them Delaware chicken stone crab.
Man, I'm taking the bar up.
All right. Here's Don Bailey Jr. Spring practice opens tomorrow. Now, have you spoken with Mark Richt? We know you're friendly with him. How exciting? How excited is he to get going?
Well, I think, listen, every coach is licking their chops when it comes time to get back on the field, right? There's so much that's put into everything to get on the practice field. They went through all their mat drills and conditioning and have done everything that they're supposed to do. And now they get to go out, and probably won't happen much the first week, but towards the end of spring, they'll do a lot of hitting, and then they're going to find out where this football team is. And there's some areas that they're going to have to look at very closely. And I think one of those areas is the defensive line. They lost six guys there. They lost their defensive line coach, Coach Kowalski, who was there for 2 years. And they've got a new coach that's coming in. So that's going to be an interesting target spot for me. And I think many, many people, other than the quarterback competition, of course, that people be looking at in spring football.
And I was going to ask you about the toughest guys to replace, but you kind of hit on it with McIntosh and Norton leaving and Chad Thomas, that D-line. What else? Like replacing Berrios, replacing Chris Herndon. Who else is going to be tough to find that guy to step up?
Yeah, I think, you know, Channing, I got to tell you, I think those T defensive tackles are going to be the hardest to replace. You know, they signed John Ford last year, who was a huge body. I mean, 6'6", free and change guy, and pretty athletic. And he didn't come into camp until the very, very end. So I'll be impressed. It'll be important to me to see how impressive he is during spring football. And then, you know, Braxton Berrios, I think, you know, on paper, you say can't you replace a 5'8" guy? I mean, can't you replace a slot guy? I think you can, paper to paper. But can you replace that leadership? You know what that guy did for the football team? How he set the example for everybody on both sides of the football? How much he gave in the classroom? How much he gave in the weight room? And you know that's the ghost of Braxton Berrios. Hopefully, gets passed on to somebody else as far as the work ethic and leadership. I think you're going to be able to find some talent that can make the catch and make the play, but so much gets lost with leadership, especially in college football.
You mentioned briefly the quarterback competition. So will Malik Rozier start spring practice as the incumbent quarterback? I would imagine that he would. And do you think he will have that position by opening game?
Well, I think you got to look at it two ways, and I'm not avoiding the answer to that question. Yes, he will be the starting quarterback when spring starts. Will he be the starting quarterback at the end of the spring? That's what spring's for. Then you're gonna have there's a whole lot of football in spring, and then there's a whole lot of football between spring and August, and then you've got scrimmages and practices. And me personally, in the situation Miami is in now, open competition as best you can for as long as you can.
So who's the potential? N'Kosi Perry, is that the guy that we're waiting on?
I think, well, listen, N'Kosi Perry was fortunate. I think he was lucky to be able to come in last year and be able to be redshirted. I think it was a blessing in disguise for somebody that came in raw. Now, I'm not telling you he doesn't have talent. He's got plenty of talent. He can run. He can throw. He's athletic. He's strong, but he was 180, 190 pounds. So he certainly benefited from a year of lifting weights and eating properly. But I think he benefited even more from sitting in those rooms with Coach Rick every single week, both of the Coach Ricks, and going through a game plan, understanding what was going on. Because I don't know how sophisticated his offense was coming out of high school from Ocala. You know, I don't think he had any idea what he was walking into when it comes to going out on a field and deciphering a defense and then checking off a play and then going for an audible and running this whole thing that actually will happen in about 20 seconds. So he's a guy that is certainly lucky to have had the year off, and he should be ready to compete. I mean, he's got a year under his belt. He's got an opportunity to go out there, and you've got the other true freshman is enrolled early as well. So you've got two freshmen, one red shirt, one regular, and now you've got a fifth-year senior. Now, the fifth-year senior, plus you have another red shirt freshman as well. So there's going to be a lot of kids in the room. It's just going to have to sort itself out.
And DBJ, every there you go.
I mean, come on, man.
I was ready, then I wasn't ready.
How is it, Falero, back me up on this. How is it possible that he's got so much phlegm in his throat at
ready.
All times?
This is like the eighth time in 3 weeks.
It's crazy. He starts to talk, and there's a big wad of mucus in his throat.
I eat a lot of applesauce.
Excuse me, let me clean out my ear.
Goodness gracious.
Back to my question. DBJ, I know coaches, they get frustrated. It's always one thing that gets to them. Like for an entire season where you go into camp or even going to spring at college, and Ron Zook always wanted to run the ball, so I knew going into spring we were going to run the hell out of the ball. What's that for Mark Richt? What's the thing that he's going to hang his hat on when all else fails?
He wants to run the football. I mean, look, it's kind of obvious, right? So he goes out and signs the number one fullback in the country, who's in school already, so we'll get a chance to see him. And then you've got one back is one of the top two or three in the nation, and you got the other back from Carroll City who's one of the top two or three in the state. So he wants to run the football, and he ran the football very successfully at Georgia. He was able to recruit big time first round draft picks at the running back position at Georgia. And he realizes that that is his quarterback's best friend, is to have that running game and to be able to be balanced, but more importantly, to be able to get the tough yard when you need it. So, you know, his first year here, he had the transfer fullback. And I forgot his name, but he came in and he was devastating. I mean, he did a great job and he helped the running game tremendously, especially in short yardage. And I'm going to go check out that fullback very early in practice to make sure that he's as good as advertised.
Don Bailey Jr., radio analyst for the Miami Hurricanes on this radio station. Spring practice starts tomorrow. You start to get that feel again. Will the turnover chain be back? Will there be any changes to it?
I hope it is back. I mean, what hysteria it created for the University of Miami on a national level, for recruiting, the fans, for us, for me, for you, the whole place, the whole country was caught up by the turnover chain, and it was a successful beginning to a great tradition. And I don't know where you would park that. I would be kind of hard for me to put away. It really would. I think it got more miles per gallon than it was ever expected to get.
DBJ, is there any change in the coaching structure? Who's calling the plays? You know, there was a lot of people criticizing, especially late in the year, the offense scoring points. Is there going to be any change up with that?
I haven't heard that there is, and I believe you'd hear it directly from head coach Mark Richt. He's calling the plays. That's what he said he was going to do when he took the job at the University of Miami. That's what he said that he missed doing when he was at the University of Georgia. Well, the input will be the same. You know, Coach Brown, Coach Searles, Coach Richt, the receivers, Coach Dugans, everybody's going to be involved in the game plan. But come Saturday or Thursday night or whatever, Sunday night, it's going to be, as of today, it's going to be Mark Richt calling the plays. And I'm fine with that.
All right, Don Bailey Jr. So we're doing our March Madness tournament. We have put together, Valero has done it, 64 of wow. your best calls over the past three seasons. And then he seeded them. There's four number ones, four number twos, so on and so forth. So would you like to hear a few 1 versus 16 matchups of your own voice?
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
Now, the first bracket, what region is this, Valero?
What region?
I didn't think that far.
Okay. All right. Well, this is the top left region on your bracket. So the one seed, if you remember, we had a rapper. What was his name? Roadman Shaq?
Roadman Shaq.
We were fascinated with the 2 + 2 = 4, minus 1 is 3, quick maths. We asked you to put that into a broadcast. It actually is a one seed.
How's this working out mathematically for Miami?
Well, Joe, the math I do is this. 2 + 2 = 4, minus 1 = 3, and that's quick math.
All right, it's strong. I don't know if it's a one, but it's strong, and that's where you were seated. You might be like a Xavier on that one, but there you are. Now, that's facing off against the 16 seed, which I believe comes from the movie Spaceballs.
Norwood threw it, and Williams dropped it.
Williams' radar appeared to be jammed because he should have made that catch.
Yeah, I don't even know how that's in the tournament, but you never know what's going to happen. You saw UMBC.
That's an NIT deal there.
Yeah, that's an NIT. I don't know what happened there, but the radar is jammed, of course. That's from Spaceballs. Now, another 1-16 matchup. This would be in the bottom left region. The one seed, this is one of my absolute favorites because of the absurdity of the way that you threw it in there.
That's exactly what Michael Jackson saw. He reacted perfectly, put himself in a position to take it away, go put on the chain, go celebrate, and hey, Macarena.
That one gets such great style points because that's the way I envision you doing all these calls for us, is you're doing actual analysis and then you throw it in and it's just, and hey, Macarena. It's like, it's so matter of fact. That's a strong one seed right there. That is a strong one. Now that's facing the 16 seed. Oh, this is where, what's the name of the rapper that does Turnover Chain? Do you know?
Solo D.
Solo D. This is you channeling your inner Solo D.
Miami football. Hurricanes have the ball. Break out the turnover chain. Michael Jackson has the recovery.
Let me get you warmed up, Joe. Turnover chain, 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 and turnover chain.
All right, that's a 16. That's good. That's good seeding on that in that region because the Haymock Arena is a strong one, and the turnover chain. It's almost like Syracuse. Like, and although Syracuse is doing well, but like it has to be in there because it's a turnover chain. And but there was nothing special there.
I smell an upset.
You smell an upset
what
there?
Turnover chain
if,
means
if Haymock Arena loses, I'm going to be highly disappointed. Here on the top right region. This is Crowder's going to get a kick out of this one. Go ahead, play the one seed.
Hurricanes came with the blitz, and they came plowing through. Chad Thomas was actually first on the scene.
Daniel Jones says, "Oh, my neck, my back, my neck and my back."
That's a strong one. That's strong. I don't know if it's a one seed because there's such good stuff in the tournament, but we'll give you that one. You love that one.
Yeah. I love that one.
That's facing off against a 16 seed, which I believe is again from the movie Spaceballs.
Oh, my goodness. A 16-yard touchdown for Walton with 6:43 to go.
May the Schwartz be with you, Mark Walton.
Yeah, there you go. That's a good 16 seed. You delivered it nicely. May the Schwartz be with you. Very good. Now, this one, I'm a little confused as to how it's a one seed, but I'm going to have to let everyone listen. I understand. It's very inside, though, and I don't know. This is like Virginia, who lost to UMBC. In my opinion, this is the one seed on the bottom right region.
Touchdown, Miami! 30 yards for Mark Walton.
You know what that play needed? A little oxygen and water, and it got it.
Now, that was you. We asked you to do oxygen and water because Michael Irvin had come on our show once. I think it was when I was hosting the show with Zach, and Crowder was listening to it in his car. And Michael Irvin was promoting something, and he talked. It was almost like he had the cure for cancer, right?
That's how he worded it.
That he had the cure for cancer?
See, it gets rid of everything. Gets rid of cancer.
But it was just
oxygen and
water. Do you have
oxygen
that?
Yeah. And you need water.
Yeah,
water.
And then Crowder was fixated on that for a long time, but I don't know how that's with all the calls that DBJ has done, I have no idea how that's a one
seed. The committee can't always get it right.
And the committee oftentimes is very controversial, and it's certainly that's a controversial one seeding. Because I don't understand it.
Where's the butter knife? Where's the butter knife? The butter knife didn't fit.
That's actually an eight seed. That's an eight seed.
That's an eight.
Well,
okay,
hold on. Let me play the 16 who's going up against oxygen and water. This is you channeling Crowder doing a Delaware Chicken Farm commercial.
Hilder brings him down for a 13-yard loss.
More crab than cake in that one. My man brought it all, didn't he?
Good 16. Crowder often says when he's telling you about Delaware Chicken Farm, about the crab cakes, more crab than cake.
They do.
Because a lot of places, they give you more cake than crab.
All that bread.
Right. And that one's more crab than cake.
I don't want no cornmeal.
I don't know about that 1-16 matchup. Do you have the 8-9 matchup with the butter knife that DBJ was talking about? Here is DBJ. What was this from, the butter knife?
Snoop Dogg after the Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather fight.
Ah, yes. All right. Here it is. DBJ channeling Snoop Dogg.
Darrell Langham snatches it out of the air for his first career touchdown with 5:34 to go in the first half.
That's what you get for coming to a football game with a butter knife, Joe.
A butter knife. We told you to say butter knife. You went out and just did butter knife, and it made the 8 seed. And it's up against the 9 seed.
It's a good matchup.
Very evenly matched. Is this the Carol Channing song?
Yes, it is.
All right.
Oh,
Now, we wanted you to give a Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend. Let's see how you did it.
Sheldrick Redwine has the turnover chain. The first turnover of the day for Miami.
Joe, diamonds are a girl's best friend. Takeaways are mine.
That's terrible. That's a 9 seed is beyond me. That is terrible.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, terrible seeding there. I
thought it was a great matchup.
Terrible. It's just brutal. Do you have the other 8-9s? And then I'll let DBJ go. The top left bracket. I'm only saying it for Falero and Crowder. No one else has this bracket. The top left region, if you will. Interesting that the two knife calls are both eight seeds. This is an eight seed. This is you doing Crocodile Dundee.
Four-man rush, tight pocket.
Get there,
he's
baby.
He's right down. Back at the 20, it's a sack.
That's not a knife. This is a knife, Joe. When that defense knifes through the line of scrimmage, as they do.
I think that's better than an eight seed. That's better than an eight seed.
Should have been a three.
And then you've got that against the nine seed, which I believe is you doing Trick Daddy here.
Miami is knocking on the touchdown door with 6:51 to go in the game.
Joe, that's how Miami takes it to the house. That's how the 305 takes it to the house.
That's pretty good, man. Ooh, that's a tough matchup right there.
Oh, my God.
Which one do you go on that one?
Oh, the knife.
Take it to the house. Take it to the house. And then the 8-9 seed in the lower left region. Now, what's the 8 seed here? Is this just using the word nan like Crowder
nan.
Does?
Yeah,
I'm not understanding this. This is the 8 seed. Crowder, for the word zero, uses nan. I got exposed to this when we were in Vegas together, and we were walking down the Vegas Strip. Someone asked us if they could have a couple of bucks, and Crowder said, I ain't got nan dime. And I had no idea what that had meant up until then. And here is DBJ doing nan.
A big hit by the Hurricanes.
He got nan, nada, nothing, zilch.
I don't know how that's an eight seed. And the nine seed here, this is a tremendous. If the nine doesn't upset the eight here, then I don't know this tournament at all.
You do have a Jennifer Lopez?
Absolutely.
Song? Okay.
Hey, sweet thing. Can I buy you a fish sandwich? Is that good enough?
That's not Jennifer Lopez.
Oh. Well, I mean, that's what I would ask her. Why not?
That, of course, Leon Phelps, the ladies' man. Hey, sweet thing, can I buy you a fish sandwich? That's a winner in my mind.
Oh, my God.
I realize what Falero did here. He just went chronologically through the sounds. Because,
no,
look, fish sandwich is a nine. The nine on the other seat is, hey, I'm
That's
Leon Phelps.
That's just coincidence.
No, but they're all the all of them seem
it
to add up
two.
Here.
I'll check it out.
Falero being lazy. Here's the eight seed in the bottom right region. How much for just one rib?
Any good lines over there in terms of something to fit in here? We need a little levity.
How much for just one rib?
Well done, DBJ. And that faces the nine seed again, the ladies' man.
Miami 7, Virginia Tech nothing. Joe Ziyaki with?
I'm Leon Phelps. And how y'all doing tonight?
I mean, how's that not like a three seed? You're doing the intros to the game broadcast, and you introduce yourself as Leon Phelps. How y'all doing? I mean, that's a terrible seed.
There's some
on
better
that one.
Ones in that one.
All right. Oxygen and water is a one seed, though?
Water.
Come on.
All right, DBJ, we're going to get into the brackets today a little bit, so make sure you're listening.
I'll make sure.
All right, have fun at spring practice tomorrow, DBJ.
Okay, guys. See you later.
Don Bailey Jr., radio analyst. I'll give you more of the matchups in the next segment because there's some great memories to be had and some great matchups to be challenged.
I'm already crying.
It's great. I mean, his stuff is so great. That's the actual introduction to a game broadcast of a major university football program.
If you want to be technical, it's a rejoin. Not
I'm
an
Joe Ziyaki. I'm Leon Phelps, and how y'all doing?
That's why it's DBJ, baby.
That is strong, man. All right, you know I'm always raving about Duffy's Sports Grill on this show. I proudly carry my Duffy's MVP card in my wallet. Duffy's such a great place to hang out with friends or family, watch some games, eat some great food. Duffy's does not disappoint, certainly not in March. We did our show there. On Friday, the Duffy's in Plantation. You know you're immersing yourself in college basketball this month. Duffy's has daily specials during all games, including 5 for $10 Miller Lite and Coors Light buckets, 2-for-1 drinks all day, every day, and Margarita Madness. When life gives you limes, make margaritas. You could celebrate Monday Margarita Madness all March long. Or how about Duffy's new Korean barbecue ribs and wings? Crowder had them on Friday when we were at Duffy's. Chef Parker's latest secret lies in the sauce. Savory and sweet with notes of garlic and ginger. Take your ribs and wings to the next level with a hint of spice. Duffy's Korean barbecue is amazing. Or get in on the Fish Fry Friday. Fridays are for fish fry. Enjoy beer-battered wild Alaska cod, hush puppies, and tartar sauce for just $9.99. That's available every Friday after 4 p.m. through March 30th. So many daily specials going on at Duffy's. You know, Wednesdays, kids eat free. Thursdays, you got the barbecue rib fix. There's a reason why Duffy's wins best sports bar year after year. It's the food, the service, the atmosphere, and I can attest to it because we did our show there on Friday, and the food was awesome. There's Duffy's all over South Florida. If you want to find the one that's closest to you, check out their website, Duffy'sMVP.com.
Radio.com.
Oh, this is the song I heard today.
There's nine.
I never heard this before. Have you ever heard this?
I think somebody sampled it.
It's, no, you could tell it's Sitting by the Dock of the Bay. That's because, like I told you, when I hear a song on Backspin, I've never heard it before, I'll flip the station. But I got sucked in by the hook, the sample there, which I think is Sitting on the Dock of the Bay.
There you go. Sample got me, too, because I was like, I've heard this one before. I haven't heard this raspy voice, mouth gang, man say nothing.
You think this guy's white or black?
He's white.
Think so?
I know.
I'd say black.
Because he sounds a little bit like Onyx. Remember that guy had that raspy...
Sticky Fingers?
Yeah. I believe it was Sticky Fingers. AZ, not ERZ.
Never use the ERZ.
I like the song. Do you like that, Valero?
It's okay. I don't like that raspy voice stuff.
The raspy voice is a little weird, but I like the sample. I like the...
Jeezy needs to do something with this beat. It'll be off the chain. This guy's garbage.
Listen all week to the Joe Rose Show for your chance to put on your boogie shoes and win your way in to see KC and the Sunshine Band July 20th at the Hard Rock Event Center in Hollywood. You can get all the info at WQAM.com. That would be a great concert to see. So we've got this bracket. Don Bailey Jr. is such a great friend of the program. I mean, he comes on every week. He allows us to give him, nonsensical things to say during the Hurricanes football broadcast, and he does it season after season, and he has as much fun as we do, and then we make those montages during the season. I'm looking forward to football season. So Valero put together a bracket of 64 Don Bailey Jr. calls. As I look over it, and someone on the text machine said, Valero has a bad sense of humor, so he's probably not the guy you want filling out the
Oh, no, I laugh all the time.
Like, you're probably not the best committee member.
Great observation.
And he was the entire committee.
Well, the committee always gets criticized, man.
That is true. So you know that when you take the job as the committee, you're going to get criticized. Not even a committee member.
Oh, yeah, no, I told you before. I'm like, yeah, you're going to criticize whatever I put on this sheet. So.
But the one seed, oxygen and water, that seems...
Water.
No, I get it. I'm just saying, like, I don't know. So we played for you some of the 116s and the 8-9s. Would you like to hear the 5-12 matchups?
Yes, please.
All right. In the top left region. We have no names for the regions.
We're going to name them.
By 6 o'clock, we are going to have... By the way, Don Mattingly in less than an hour. Don Mattingly, Donnie Baseball in less than an hour. The 5-12 matchup. The 5 seed is from the movie Forrest Gump.
And Armon Richards, 3 catches for 100 yards.
My mama always said... Life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
And that's excellent because he did it like Tom Hanks. Like, he actually delivered it.
That should have been a one.
Right? I mean, that's better than
a one.
I don't know about a one, but that's not a 5 seed. That's a little bit low. And then here's the 12 seed who it's facing off against. This is from the Run DMC song, Whose House?
Touchdown, Miami! 27 yards. Homer into the end zone.
Whose house? Homer's house.
I mean, he was supposed to do Whose House Runs House, and it came out because it was a Travis Homer touchdown. So tough 5 and a 12 there. Actually, it's not that tough. Forrest Gump, I mean, that runs away as a winner there.
That's on True TV.
Pun intended.
Oh, very good. That's a True TV game right there. Now, the bottom left region, the 5 seed, I love this one. This is from a commercial that played nonstop on our radio station.
Joe, you still cleaning your CPAP by hand?
What is that? It's a 5?
That's a 5 seed.
That's a strong five
right there. That's facing off against the 12 seed. Another line from the movie Spaceballs, which apparently you guys were fascinated by 1 week and just gave DBJ a ton of lines from Spaceballs.
Joe, did you see anything?
Well, I saw more than the officials. And no, I did not see you playing with your dolls again.
Good.
Okay. They tried.
You got to know Spaceballs.
You have to know Spaceballs. Yeah, they tried. And then on the top right region, the 5 seed, I don't get this one either. Now, so it's well done by him. It's just obscure. After the Mayweather-McGregor fight, who was it that went to?
Skip Bayless.
Skip Bayless went to Facebook Live. He had to get on Facebook Live after Mayweather-McGregor. And he started it very unprofessionally by going, hello, Facebook. I don't know what he said, but DBJ did it exactly.
38, Bethune-Cookman, 13, as we go to the fourth quarter.
Hi there, Facebook. I am worn out.
It's actually pretty good. It's just obscure. It's good, but obscure. And that faces off against the 12 seed. I am fascinated during any time we're running for the playoffs, seasons are opening, whatever, I play the Jacksons, Can You Feel It? And I said to him, you've got to channel the Jacksons, though, where Can You Feel It? Can you feel it? And he did it.
And there is joy and relief up and down the Miami sideline.
Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Yeah. I feel it, Joe.
I think the 12 seed beats the 5 seed on that one. That's a strong performance right there.
Upset.
And then the final 5 versus the 12 in the bottom right region. I had given him, how much of this is on the 5 seed? Like, how long is it?
It's about 11 seconds.
Okay, because I gave him from the Howard Stern show, hit him with the hein. Remember?
Yes.
And he mangled it. It's really a minute and a half, the whole clip. But I had said to him, we practiced, remember?
Back and forth.
Hit him with the hein, and I don't know what happened.
What an ooh-ah play by Amon Richards.
He hit him with a heenin. I mean, he hit him with the hurdle.
He hit him with a what?
The heenin.
The heenin. It's the hein. Hit him with the hein. Hit him with the heenin. I mean, hit him with the hurdle. I don't know what was happening
there.
What an
ooh-ah play by Amon Richards.
He hit him with a heenin. I mean, he hit him with the hurdle.
He hit him with a what?
The heenin.
He knew something was supposed to be elongated. He just forgot. And then that's facing the 12 seed, which inexplicably is Spaceballs.
I'm going to help you out with this one, all right?
3 backs?
No, that was ludicrous speed.
He must have switched over to ludicrous speed on that run, Joe.
I love it when Joe Zagacki just helps him out. He's like, you haven't done any of the lines right. Here, I'm going to help you. He hit him with ludicrous speed. Like, here, do the Spaceballs line.
Threw him a oop.
I feel like we've done the entire movie Spaceballs. Is there many more Spaceballs in the tournament?
I think that's it.
All right.
So I can find you some more now.
Some good. That's why you love that movie,
oh,
man.
Oh, I watched it the other night.
Some good matchups in the tournament. So we'll continue on with that. Don Mattingly is going to join us around 4:30. Very excited to speak with him. Now, if you listen to this show for a while, you know I rave about Tucker Duke's Lunchbox. Didn't they bring us lunch last week?
Yep.
Yeah, I think they did. That was good.
Oh, those wings.
Those wings you got were fantastic. There's a reason I'm always raving about Tucker Duke's. It is one of the most unique, delicious restaurants in our area. And I always say, you go to their website, you'll see right there on the front of the website, Come Hungry, a Southern-style burger joint serving the best craft burgers, craft beers, and snacks in town. They are famous for their burgers, especially the Tucker Duke burger. A half-pound burger with American cheese piled with onion rings. And when I say piled, I mean to the sky, and covered in their signature Tucker sauce. It is amazing. But you could have so many other menu items. Nacho tots, it's considered snacks or appetizers, if you will, but we had nacho tots last week. I love those. Fried pickles. They've got mini corn dogs, sweet corn nuggets, fried green tomatoes, PB&J bonbons. List goes on and on. Nacho tots, my favorite menu item, by the way. And then you could follow it up with one of their award-winning burgers or some of the other entrees, like Kickin' Chicken and Waffles, which is sriracha, honey-glazed fried chicken, cheddar waffles, bacon, and arugula. Or a sandwich like the Louie Louie, which has turkey and Munster cheese, bacon, Tucker sauce, triple-decker sourdough bread, spring mix, and tomato. There's so much good stuff. Everyone who goes to Tucker Duke's loves Tucker Duke's. Visit their website. You will see the amazing menu for yourself. TuckerDukes.com. TuckerDukes.com. They've got two locations in our area. Deerfield Beach, 1101 South. Man, you're just going to sip on that drink, huh?
You can hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Sipping or the ice shaking?
The ice shaking and there's nothing left in your drink cup. There's nothing in there. There's nothing in there. We can all hear it. You couldn't wait, huh? You just couldn't wait.
I want to get the Gatorade in my ice before it melts.
Two Tucker Duke's lunchboxes in our area. Deerfield Beach, 1101 South Powerline Road, a block south of Southwest 10th Street, where the Sawgrass ends, and Boca Raton, 1658 North Federal Highway, which is just north of Glades on Federal. Tucker Duke's lunchbox. You will absolutely love it. Check out their website, TuckerDukes.com.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
You know what you're saying?
Churros.
Churros. Churros.
No, not saying that.
Churros.
Churros y chocolate.
Churros.
Churros.
Say dudo.
What's that?
Hard.
Huh?
Hard.
Gotta fill up the car with gasolina. I got that.
You're talking about liquor, right?
I don't think so.
Well, you think they're talking about actual gasoline?
No, it means something else. I don't know if I can say it over here.
Oh, all right. Well, don't.
It's provocative? I like anything provocative.
More evidence that the text machine, there is never agreement by anyone. We played the song from this rapper, Nine, that I heard today on Backspin. I'd never heard before, from the mid-90s. And somebody, and I said, I don't know if he's white or black. And somebody texts in, the rapper's name is Nine, he's black, followed by a text that says definitively, he's white. So there you go.
So we're still torn?
We're still torn. It'd probably be easy for us to figure out. All we have to do is look online, and we could do it. But I like doing it this way. It's like a throwback. Like, I'm Hank Goldberg. I can't figure it out till the newspaper comes out the next day.
I'm gonna click this internet bar up here.
In about 30 minutes, Don Mattingly is going to join us. We'll talk a little Marlins baseball. They open next week. They host the Cubs for a series, then the Red Sox for a series. Like, that's
starting fast.
Be some good baseball going on, I hope. So we're going to talk with Don Mattingly. We've got some Dolphins news that I want to get to as well. We'll do all that when we come back, give you the next code word, too, the 4 o'clock code word coming up in minutes.
If you haven't been to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market, you're just not listening. I told you it's amazing. They've been in the Hollywood, Florida area since 1951, owned and operated by the same wonderful family. They know what they're doing. Go get your food. As soon as you walk in, make sure you don't pass the fish dip and the crab dip, the free-range eggs right there, the salads, bean salad, conch salad, potato salad, macaroni salad. Then you have your lamb, beef, veal, and pork. Come around the corner, your poultry, duck, and turkey, two different types of lobsters, all the shrimp you can think of, 20 different species of fish. But right now, let them cook it for you. Go try the rotisserie. Cook to order rotisserie, rotisserie chicken. Rotisserie turkeys, turkey breasts, turkey rolls, ducks, Cornish hens. Try the rotisserie. Let Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. You've been getting raw food for them so long. They've been around so long. I know you've eaten their delicious food. Try the rotisserie. You will fall in love. And for the holidays, Passover is coming, and we will grind and clean your fish for free. The whitefish, the yellow pike, the whitefish, and the carp. We'll watch out for you. Gefilte fish patties, chopped liver, turkey, and chicken sausage for Passover. Whatever you need, guys, Delaware has it. DelawareChicken.com is located off 441, one block south of Sterling Road. Go to DelawareChicken.com to see exactly what you want. Call them in advance at 954-983-6831. That's 954-983-6831. Call them in advance. Your order will be packaged and ready when you get there. Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market, 441, one block south of Sterling Road. When you get down there, tell them Crowder sent you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.